I will now call the board back in session. May we have the next case, please?
The next application is 11,814 Mitch and Jody Shu seek a special use exception for a commercial dog kennel, sections 115-80A and 115-210A1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Long Neck Road, approximately 1,990 feet south of Banks Road. The 911 address is 32567 Long Neck Road, Millsboro. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 234, Map 23, Parcel 307.03. Again, it's a special use exception for a kennel. Received no letters in support, 3 mail returns, and we did receive 1 letter in opposition. And it says, Dear Board of Adjustment, as we are unable to attend the hearing for the special use exception for a commercial dog kennel in the above reference case, we are writing to state our opposition to the requested use. Our property is located almost directly behind where they wish to place the dog kennel, and we do not want to be subjected to constant barking due to a dog kennel being placed on that site. Also, it is a very busy road, and as such, is not suitable for such a venture, which should really be in a more secluded and safe location. In summary, we oppose the special use exception request, and it is signed Sean Smecker and Patricia Jacobs at 42 Lingo Road. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jody Shu, 26395 Seamus Court, Millsboro, Delaware.
Mitchell Shu, 26395 Seamus Court, Millsboro, Delaware.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this commercial kennel?
Yes, we would like to get a special use exception for a doggy daycare that we have already started. We had our licenses and everything back on May the 9th, business license, LLC license. We feel there's no way it's going to be adverse to the community with the efforts that we have in place. Whenever the dogs are outside, the property is cleaned up. As soon as they do their business, there's no feces left outside. The dogs are not left outside to bark. This is not a kennel-type atmosphere. It is a doggy daycare where they are inside the building. Every hour, normally we take them out. We have 3 different groups, small, medium, and large dogs. Take them out, do their business, play a little bit, bring them back in. There's no continuous barking. They're not penned outside. They're not tied outside, anything like that. We have done a lot of cleaning up of the property. The people here before this didn't do anything. There was trees and poison, everything grown up around the fence. The grass was 3 to 4 feet deep. They did nothing to take care of it. My husband took care of cleaning everything up. The fence is all clean. The yard's all clean. The grass is cut every week. There's not going to be a type of grooming or training or anything done on the property. It's strictly a doggy daycare.
You don't live there. You don't live there.
No.
We rent the property.
I do stay overnight. If there's dogs there, I do sleep overnight with them. There's never a dog left there alone.
And it is a half-acre fenced-in yard. Is it a 6-foot?
It's a 6-foot fence. And it actually has barbed wire on top of it from the previous owners or whoever put it up there.
I always try and let the applicant know what a commercial kennel. You know what a commercial kennel is, right?
Well, that's where they have the dog runways.
Okay,
and all that.
Let's see if you meet these criteria. The keeping of any dog or dogs, regardless of number, for sale, breeding, boarding, or treatment purposes, except in an animal hospital, dog duty parlor, or pet shop, as permitted by these regulations, or the keeping of 5 or more dogs 6 months or older for any purpose. You fall under that?
Yes.
Okay. And you've also made the statement that your neighbors are not, let's see, you had made the statement that your special use exception that you're asking for will not substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. No other questions.
Thank you.
Staff could. They did submit, when they got up here, 5 letters in support of the application. So I will hand them down so you guys can take a look at them.
On one side of us is a big empty field.
Okay.
And on the other side, there is a house that, from what we understand, the property is being sold and they're going to be putting up.
There's going to be a commercial business in there. It's going to be a couple office units.
Okay.
And
we have just spoke to them last, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And they said there's not a problem with it.
All right.
Which the one that was against you? Where were they at? Behind?
Behind the property.
Behind the, there's a big open field behind the property, right?
There's some field, yes.
There's a gap between the fence and their mobile homes.
Okay.
But they're not even as close to us as what the people are. Right, exactly.
Okay.
And there also is overgrowth between us and them to knock down the noise if they do bark. Dogs are going to bark.
Right.
You know, but what we do when we go out with them, if, you know, I try to keep them away from that side because I know there's people there and they have a dog and they have little kids. And I always try to keep myself between them and the dogs. And when they start barking, they go in. You know, but they have to be out a little bit and get some exercise.
All right.
Okay.
Mr. Retz?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Sure.
How many dogs going to be serviced by this? You may have said I didn't hear it.
Yeah, we could probably do 25 to 30 dogs. It depends on the size because we have a small, medium, and large areas.
Do you have any parking spaces for people to drop their dogs off and pick them up?
There's probably room for 20 cars there or better.
Yeah, because it used to be an old car lot, and there's a big stone driveway in the front. There's plenty of room for parking.
You mentioned there's some overgrowth. I presume that's on somebody else's property, not on yours. That would be a noise barrier.
Yes. Mr. Harmon owns from the fence 5 foot back. And there's some places it's 20 foot deep or better.
Okay.
You know, where the overgrowth is.
All right.
But what I did, I cut between, in the brush, I went back about this wide the whole way across it so I could have access to clean it and then keep the poison down. So
essentially you've got a fence, a little bit of walkway area there,
right,
for maintenance, and then there's some overgrowth before you get to the neighboring
property.
And that's to the rear?
To the rear of it, yes.
Okay. How about the sides? Is there anything on the sides?
Oh, there's tree lines on both sides.
What kind of trees?
Like pine trees.
And then Lingo Road is right.
To the right of us.
To the right of us.
And you realize this is for code limits you to a 5-year approval. Is that correct? You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Are you seeking the full 5 years or are you seeking? Okay.
Our lease is 3 years, so it doesn't matter to me, 3 or 5.
I would go with the 5 because we plan on being there.
Okay.
This is our
livelihood.
All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
How many did we have letters? Was that?
There were 5 letters in support.
Okay. 5.
Letters in favor. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
One question.
Yes.
The letter of opposition, did it state why they felt it would adversely affect?
They just said that they didn't want to be subjected to constant dog barking and that it was a very busy road that is not suitable for such a venture.
Okay, but it didn't address specifically substantially adversely affect.
No.
Okay.
just dog barking. Okay, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has suggested that their request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. And the only thing contrary is that there might be a problem or issue, but not it did not state that it would have an adverse, more particularly substantial, to the use of their property. So I make a motion we approve case number 11814 for a period of 5 years.
Okay, may I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11,814 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Ricker?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,814 is approved for a period of 5 years.
Thank you.
Thank you. And good luck.